This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. A lot of voters are feeling anxious about the outcome of this presidential election, no matter which candidate they may support. Leading up to Election Day, Morning Edition is talking with people who have not voted much in the past or maybe have never voted before. Arnold McCullough from Manchester moved to the U.S. from the Democratic Republic of Congo back in 2012. He became a U.S. citizen last year, which means this year is the first time that he'll be voting in a U.S. presidential election, and he joins us on the phone. Good morning, Arnold.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for talking with us. How does it feel to vote in your first U.S. presidential election?
Well, it's a very exciting feeling because, you know, I'm fulfilling my civic duty, and being able to vote as an American citizen for the first time is definitely an exciting feeling.
I know you've been in the U.S. now for about 8 years. What was it like to live here and not be able to vote for that time?
You know, I've been always civically engaged in my community, you know, participating in a lot of volunteer work. And just to learn the American politics, the American government, you know, how it works and how it impacts me and how policies that elected officials are passing are affecting my daily life. I think to me that was more important than voting. But now that I have an opportunity to vote, I think that, you know, it's all come now to fruition where, you know, I'm being informed about, you know, the impact and consequences that elections have on our daily life.
Did you participate in elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Unfortunately, now I was 17 when I left for Uganda to go study my college studies. However, my parents used to vote, and I used to see how they took voting very seriously. So from early on, I've been exposed to parents who took their civic duty very seriously, even back in the Congo, where sometimes the election is not guaranteed that it will be transparent. But they're still voting anyway. They're still exercising their civic duty.
I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, your feelings about what it means to vote in the United States. Being an immigrant, coming from another country, knowing that, you know, half of the electorate in this country doesn't actually vote, even though they're eligible to. How does that make you feel?
Well, I believe that this is a civic, you know, the civic duty that we all need to take seriously. As a person of color, I know that, you know, if I was here maybe in the 50s, I wouldn't be able to vote. So I know that there are people who actually fought for me to have this right to vote and to be able to cast my ballot and for it to count. Personally, I don't take it for granted because I know the impact that my vote has. You know, because, you know, when you're a constituent and you have to, let's say, for instance, call your elected official and tell them, hey, I'm a constituent and I'm very concerned about this, is because your vote matters. Not many other places in the world, people have the opportunity to pick up the phone and to call their mayor, their governor, their senator, you know, their congressman and say, this is an issue that's affecting me personally. So just having that opportunity, I think you should vote because your vote not only counts, but also it does matter. And, you know, and elections has consequences, good or bad.
You're obviously very civically engaged and, you know, you take this very seriously. I want to know what your family and friends and the people that you're with on a daily basis, when you talk with them about politics, what are those conversations like?
So conversations that we usually have is just to assess candidates, you know, and see who are some of the candidates who have the same vision and values that aligns with our visions and values. But also just say that talking about it is not enough. You still have to go and cast your ballot. So, you know, making sure that you put time aside to go and vote, especially during this pandemic, it's been very challenging for a lot of folks, especially the immigrant community, working second and third shift. It's not always easy. So just taking measures and precautions to make sure that, you know, you vote either absentee or in person, I think is very important. And while we are, you know, at the voting, I just want to mention that, you know, the language barrier is also another issue that, you know, I've been seeing. New Hampshire is getting diverse, and not everyone speaks English or at least could read English pretty well. So having it in multiple language could definitely take that language barrier away for people. Even your typical American, there's so many instructions on that ballot that, you know, it's very easy to get lost, you know. So imagine a person whose English is not their first language. That would be another layer of challenge that they have to face.
Arnold McCullough, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate having me.
We're looking to hear from you if you are also voting for the first time this November or if you're planning not to vote. You can reach us at elections@nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.